this word, a message for Dan. Until the next time, this has been Randy Cole Sims Sr. for In His Footsteps, serving as a minister to the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ right here in the great city of Rockledge, Florida. God bless and keep is always my prayer.
You never turn away from me, no, no.
You
no.
Never turn away from me.
Said you'd give me everything I need, yes you would.
You give me everything I need.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Deliverance I'll receive.
You said you'd deliver me.
You said you'd deliver
so
me.
That's what I believe.
And that's what.
You give me everything I need. Oh,
you give
my.
Me everything I need.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? God had it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control. You know what? He put that rich man
way down in my soul. Jolie God, let me just tell you this.
God got it all in control. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are now tuned to the Space Coast Gospel Hour. Heard each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 AM until 10 AM. Your host for the morning, Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned now for more and more gospel and be blessed. Oh, Pastor Gladys Butler goes out for you this morning. Mother Rose Wiggin go also. He's got it all in control.
He holds the stars in the sky. Yes. He holds the land. From the sea, oh yeah, yeah. And if he can do all of that, yes, surely he can take good care of
you and me.
God's got it all in control.
Got it all. God's got it all in control. Oh, he put that reassurance.
Father and our God, we lift up to you the needs of our sisters, our mothers, even our brothers. We come to you because we know that you are able to see them through every test, every trial, every dilemma, every crisis. For every night they've cried, laid in agony, wondering what to do, where to go, who can I talk to? We come to you, asking you for mercy in the hospital room, and mercy in the courtroom, and mercy in the boardroom, and mercy in the bedroom, and mercy in every room, in every corner, in every apartment, every condo, every village, every mansion. My God, let your grace abound. Some mama's on her knees, her son is in jail. Some wife is in turmoil. Her marriage is going through hell. God, in the name of Jesus, let your rich grace bombard them, overshadow them, and lift them up. Cause them to know that you are there in the furnace of their affliction. You are there in the midst of their agony. You are there when lights are low and crowds are thin and the challenge seems so formidable and almost impossible. My God, let them know that you are their strength to climb mountains that will not move, that you are the boat that enables them to ford streams when rivers won't dissipate. You are the grace that stands up and empowers them to stand forces of hell that come against them. We bind every sickness every disease, every burden, and every trauma that would rise against him. And we command liberty to break forth. Let it rush down like gushing streams, prevailing in their lives and giving them the grace and the fortitude to stand. Having done all to stand, let them stand there with their loins girt about with truth, the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you for angels flapping their wings and grace bombarding them. Send strength, send light, send help, send love, send beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and lift up heads everywhere this prayer is heard. I thank you, your miracle worker, your bridge builder, your heavy load sharer, your heart fixer, your mind regulator. I trust you now to move supernaturally in the lives of your people. Somebody deserves a miracle today. Somebody's expecting a breakthrough. I thank you now. I call it done. The impossible, the things in their lives that seems like they will never change, I call it done today. In Jesus' name, we receive it all. Amen.
Just want to take this moment right here to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers under the sign of my voice this morning, from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell, all the fathers, Brother Freddie Randalls and Brother Johnny Herbert. Brother Sam Montgomery, Brother Monroe Grubbs, all the names, and we'd like to say Happy Father's Day to you this morning. Pastor Odell Watson and Reverend George Meyer, Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr., those are for all the said names now. Happy Father's Day. Deacon Monroe goes out for you also. Happy Father's Day. Brother Will Washington. Brother Walter Davis Jr. Reverend Evan McCoy. Oh, you've been good to us this morning. Been good to us. Brother Charles Patton, Brother Joe Johnson, Melvin area, Happy Father's Day. Brother Charles Harris, Brother CJ Harris. Our Brother Johnny Fred Bailey. Love. He's been good to me. God Almighty. He's been good to me. All the time. Brother Clarence Whipper Jr. He woke us up and started us on our way this morning. Happy Father's Day to Brother Edward Scott.
It seems like love disappeared. Yeah. He's got a grip on your grandson. He's holding on to somebody's daughter too. But strong man, you gotta get out of here. When mama prays, all of her children.
Oh, we just want to recognize our fathers this morning. We want to wish all of them a happy Father's Day and all on the sound of my voice. If I didn't call your name, still recognize you. All fathers, this is your day. Strong man. Happy Father's Day to Brother Duncan McKenzie. Happy Father's Day to Reverend P.L. Jones. Goes out Happy Father's Day to you. Pastor Oliver Well, Happy Father's Day to you.
graves, all of our children comes through. It might not be tonight, but don't give up on God. You know why? When mama prays, when mama prays, when mama prays, when mama prays.
Brother Richard goes out for you this morning. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, she does. All of our children come
story about an old man who could barely read or write. And every day when he went to his mailbox to pick up his mail, he noticed some young boys on the sidewalk would be laughing and making fun of him because he was struggling and straining, trying to read his mail. And one morning, the old man stopped and said, "Young man, I want to know what's so funny." He said, "Instead of laughing at me, you ought to be thankful you can go to school and get a good education." He said, "I didn't have a chance to go to school like you." He said, "I had to work in the fields picking cotton, plying oatmeal from sunup to sundown just to provide food and clothes for my family." He said, "But by the help of the good Lord, we made it." And the old man said, "I may not have book sense like you." He said, "But I've been saved, and I got the love of Jesus in my heart, and he's my teacher. The things that I couldn't do, he did. Things that I didn't have, he gave me."
That's going out also this morning for Brother Jimmy Lee. Brother Jimmy Lee Henry and Brother Sterling Caesar, Brother Manuel Gubbs once again, Brother Leon Thomas. Goes out for all his said name. Happy Father's Day from Mother Rose Wiggin, and she love you all. Happy Father's Day from Mother Rose Wiggin.
Dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's, and I covered all my misspelled words. And he said, "Young man, let me put some on your mind." He said, "I can't read like you, no." He said, "I can't like you do, but my name has been written down, in the Lamb's book of life." And when the book of life is open, yes, and the said, "Another thing I want you young men to know," he said, "I may not have an education, but I'm still going to a graduation. And like you, I'll have a report card too." Said, "It might not read A's and B's, but it's gonna read 7. You've been good and faithful, and you've done good deeds. And when I get to my graduation, I'm not gonna wear no cap and gown. So I'm gonna put on my long white robe and my starry crown."
This goes out also for Pastor Addison Mitchell, from Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church.
"Got a mansion in the sky, 2 wings, I believe you can fly." He said, "I can't read like you, no."
Freddie Shipman, happy Father's Day.
"Like you do, oh no. But my name has been written down.
It's been written down.
said, Jesus will be there. He's gonna be there to read my name.
Just would like to mention my sponsors at this time, who's making it possible that I'm here each Sunday morning. And they would like to say Happy Father's Day from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island, along with his son Jason. They are there and they got it together. You can always reach them at 453-6316. Area code is 321. Happy Father's Day from Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Happy Father's Day from Riverview Memorial Garden, owned and operated by Brother Duck and McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. You can always reach him at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now, Riverview, the place where quality and service is a must. We'd like to wish you, all of you, a very happy Father's Day from Riverview Memorial Garden. From Stone's Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Established since 1923, Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director, and at one funeral home with two locations to serve you. 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa. 636-2344. 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. 727-9009. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. All of the staff at Stone's Funeral Home would like to wish you a very happy Father's Day on today. Going back into the program and play one of the latest and the greatest. This is all my sponsors, and they sponsored this program, and we just like to let you know about it, and they would like to wish you a happy Father's Day on today.
Pressures of life seems to weigh you down. You don't know which way to turn. God is concerned and He's working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up,
You have to walk
alone.
Now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing.
Whatever the problem is, he's working it out. Again, coming from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, specializing in collision, has cars for sale. And along with his son, we have Jennifer Bailey Jr. and Sr., and they are there. And they are located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa, 636-3615. We'd like to wish all of you all a Happy Father's Day from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Also from Crest Cleaners and all of their locations. They have several locations and they are there to serve you, Crest Cleaners. Would like to wish all of you fathers now a very happy Father's Day on today, because this is your day. Now, Crest Cleaners have several locations around, and they just like to take this time to wish all of you a very happy Father's Day from Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Come back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
For giving us to you. Daddy was the one
All right, Sister Martha McAllis here. I know you're out there listening this morning. Sister Audrey Johnson goes out for you also. Sister Veronica Chinkin. Oh, this is for Mama and Daddy.
Daddy, Mama, we love you. We thank the Lord for giving us to you. Daddy, Mama, we love you. We thank the Lord for giving us to you. Daddy and Mama, they pray for us all. Pray to the Lord to take care of us all. See, we didn't have the mind to pray for ourselves, but Daddy and Mama, they prayed us since you prayed. Oh, Daddy, Mama, we love you. We thank the Lord for giving us to you. Daddy, Mama, we love you. We thank the Lord for giving us to you. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, my Daddy, love my Daddy. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama, Mama, we love you. Well, oh, yes, oh, yes.
This is Shirley Caesar, and for music that inspires and captivates, keep it tuned to this radio station. There were two men. Were the best of friends, but there was a major difference in these two men. One of the men was an atheist, and the other one was a Christian. But they were best of friends, and every now and then the atheist would always pick at the Christian, say, your God ain't real, you're talking to a dead man. And he went on to say, I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. Then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business that would join in room one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store, and the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. And many times interchangeably, they would each go over to each other's business. Looked like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard.
But even once again, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Under the sound of my voice, from Pastor Gladys Butler, goes out for all fathers. From Pastor Gladys Butler.
Coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. job tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning, got his bag, put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop 2 hours early, and he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by and by, the atheist put the key in his lock.
Happy Father's Day to all the staff at Stone's Funeral Home. Happy Father's Day to you.
Said, I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you. He's coming to my shop today. And he wants you to see it when he gets there. Somebody say glory. Say glory. Samantha, get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat you could give to me? And every time the door of the Christian would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. Said, go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the print shop. Said, I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, an old man walked into the Christian shop. Said, Mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes have been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes? Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. The atheist ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's going to laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today. And he reached back and got the Bible. Said he showed me this scripture. The Gospel of St. Matthew. The 25th chapter. And the 40th verse. He laid it up there. And said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the little boy, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, the old lady, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, oh man. He said, oh, he came. I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the crystal.
Jesus came. He just didn't know him. Didn't know who he was. Jesus came. Because he'll come.
Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. But I come tonight to tell you he will come. Look at his body and tell him he will come. You've been calling on the Lord. Come on.
Happy Father's Day to Reverend DeVoe, Metropolitan Baptist Church. He'll come.
Take time to tell you a story about a man called Shallon John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were going. When they turned the hands loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. They did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up out of the...
I'd like to say, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that Awesome God Prayer Center. Pastor Loretta Bosby is the pastor. We like to say Happy Father's Day to all the men's in Awesome God Prayer Center.
You come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say yeah. John said to them, well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, God gave me all that land. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to... in your church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm gonna shout right here. Hold my mule. That's the way I feel right now. Feel like old shouting John.
As I got anybody out there feel like old shouting John, you're gonna shout right here, because we know that he'll come. I dedicated this to the men's this morning, all the men's under the sound of my voice. Happy Father's Day from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. We like to say Happy Father's Day, your father, your dad, your whatever is your father. And thank God for him this morning, because you're blessed to have a living father. So many don't have one, and you're blessed just to have one. Thank God for him. Take him to dinner today. Tell him how much you love him. You know, it ain't no harm in telling your father, whoever raised you, or godfather, stepfather, that you love them. It's no harm, because God loves all of us, and it's nice to say, we love you. Do some good today for your father. Just be like old Shot John. Just
yeah.
clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure in bringing you the gospel and praise and songs this morning, and we hope that someone was blessed. Look at your father today. Do something good with him. Take him to dinner. That's nice. Cook dinner. All those are nice, and I'm sure he did things for you. If you have a living father, do that today. You've been tuned now to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour at each Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Thank you for being a part of this program on today. Go to the church of your choice. Church service all around. Go to it. If it's the Father's Day program, be sure to be present. Oh, that's important. And may God bless all of the fathers throughout this day and all of the mothers that stood by. You know, sometimes father wasn't available, but mom was there. So just thank God for all of you. Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. And the best is Jesus. Now that's the best. Pleasant. See you in church today first. Pleasant. Good morning.
That bled us so much when he died on the cross for you and me. You know what? When my father walked out on us, I used to hear my own mother pray.